This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Joe Biden has threatened to reimpose sanctions on Myanmar following the coup by the country's military leaders. Biden called for a concerted international response to press them to relinquish power. He condemned the military's takeover from the civilian-led government on Monday and its detention of the elected leader, Aung San Suu Kyi, a direct assault on the country's transition to democracy and the rule of law. The situation also represents a rare policy alignment between Biden's fellow Democrats in Congress and top Republicans in denouncing the coup for consequences. The man installed by army leaders as Myanmar's new president after Monday's military coup is best known abroad for his role in a crackdown on 2007 pro-democracy protest. Army vice president was evaded the military arrest and the other leaders of her party and declared a one-year state of emergency. But while he is president, the real power lies with the top military commander, General Min Aung, who has been commander for since 2011, is due to retire soon. It will clear for him to take a civilian leadership role if the joint elections as promised. Pakistan's Supreme Court has ordered a Pakistani-British man acquitted of the 2002 gruesome beheading of American journalist Daniel Pearl off death row and moved to so-called safe house. Omar Sheikh, who has been on death row for 18 years, will be under guard and will not leave the cell. He will be allowed to have his wife and children visit him, though. His father says the decision on Tuesday is not complete freedom. It's a step toward freedom. This is VOA.